Okay, everyone. Welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. Now, this is going to be take two, but you're not going to know it anyway. But we're just going to be talking about a video done by Xander Hall, which focuses on parenting. And his main focus is going to be this TikTok video of a mom, you know, basically trying to punish her child.
Not trying to, is punishing her child.
My fiance is here with me, of course, by the way. So we're gonna go through it. And we're just not gonna
fix it. Basically, the video is of a mother
who's taking
the door off the hinges. Take the door off the hinges.
Yeah.
And she said children need to learn that shutting a door or in privacy is a privilege.
Yeah.
And it's also there, your right. But you can lose your right if you disrespect the privilege of having that right.
Yeah.
Basically. And the person is saying that
Xander Hall is saying all of that's
abuse is abuse. Everything is going to be abuse now, if you don't listening.
And now, Xander Hall is like me, who's progressive. So, yes, D, he's going to be the vibe. Plenty of studies. And I do know these studies exist. Because I use them in arguments my damn self. Right? That's why it's kind of difficult doing this. Because it's going against my own self. Right? Because he's progressive. And it's kind of difficult when you do this because I'm on the side of a conservative almost. Almost, because I do say that
it's about conservative. It's about what is truly
exactly
abuse, and what is truly discipline.
And the thing is, it's a very fine line between that.
Me taking your door off the hinge and telling you why I'm taking the door off the hinge is not abuse.
Yeah,
abuse is me for me.
It's if you take the door
and beat you with the goddamn door.
Or you take the door off the hinge and you throw the fucking door away, which is stupid for one, because you just got rid of your whole property value in an instant like that. But let's say you take the door off the hinge and 6 months to 3 years later, you haven't put the door back on the hinge.
Well, then again, you gotta understand, you gotta know why I ain't put the
door
back
on. Exactly. It gotta be.
Because if you go around slamming my door, destructive.
So if you slam my door and again
being destructive and breaking my property, no, I'm not gonna put my door back on the hinges because you don't appreciate my stuff.
You don't appreciate, that's the point. But then it's like, okay, you gotta eventually, let's say you eventually do put it back on because you have to, because you gotta know what the punishment affects the offense. And I always use offense. Now, the reason, like I said, I use offense is because a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, it's not a crime your child committed, because you don't punish your child for a crime. The state does. But, and a lot of times, it's offense.
I'm pretty sure, I don't know about nobody, but I have heard, you don't slam no doors in my house.
Yeah.
And you don't shut no doors in my
house. And in the video,
you don't shut no door if I'm, because that it. And the thing looked like the mother was probably talking to the child. The child got ass on her back, and while she was talking to her, shut her door in the mother's face.
Because it happens a lot.
And the mother was like, "Oh, you want to shut doors in my face? Oh, you want to shut doors?
You know,
now you don't have a right. You don't have a door to shut."
She got up, stomped all over, and then just. Well, not hard enough, but just slam that door like that, right? That has a stopper on it. That's why that don't work. But slam door like that, right? And of course, her way that house looks, that door doesn't have a stopper on it, it makes it slowly close like that one, you know. But yeah, you hear like a slam, right?
Or no, the mother probably sitting there at in the door. Told the child to do something, And Dilda was like, and slammed the door in her face. And the mother was like, you want to shut doors and you want to slam doors?
Yeah, or something like that. Because it normally came to her slamming a door. Right, and because she was talking, but she did this to her daughter, and I do know how girls get. I've been around my sisters plenty of times when they're in 18 years, and a lot of them just suck their teeth and huff and puff, and get mad, you know. But again, it all depends on what you're doing and how it works out, because the punishment has to fit the offense. And I always gonna say offense because it's an offense. You're just offended. A child can slam the door on your face, doesn't really fucking matter. It's not a crime, it's an offense. Right? So it had to fit the offense. And you know, I've been there, I've been punished for myself, I've been punished for my parents, you know, back during my incel time period. I was, you know, strictly with the PlayStation. That was basically my sanctuary. Whenever I need to calm down, I get angry. Since I was a kid, all the way through that, even that time period, it was just go get on the game, play it, calm yourself down. So my parents knew that that's how I felt with it. There are times when they took the game away. Now, again, like he said, the punishment has to fit the offense. So, you know, you're not going to, and definitely with them, they knew they couldn't take the game away for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, like 2, 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 months to a year and something like that. Because you take it away for 6 months to a year, you don't have to deal with, you know, the financial burden of your son being killed, because I already killed myself, because that's how I was back then. You know, I use that as a way to cope through a lot of stress, right? So you take that away, I'm gone. You can take it away, and there's time periods where I can find a way to relieve myself of the stress and psychological burden I put on myself. But eventually, I don't need that game, right? I'm eventually gonna need that game. You're not gonna be able to take it away for too long. Right? So, they of course bring it back and give back. Or sometimes where I just found the motherfucker, played the motherfucking game, and they just forgot about it. But you need to know how long to be able to deal with the punishment. You know, and I do know, like Xander Hall said, yes, a lot of this was, he kept calling it abuse, like spanking and physical abuse like that, right, if you call it. Now, I am a proponent for, you know, giving out some physical, you know, deterrence, you know, hitting your child a little bit here and there does work. Now, you're not going to be boxing up your kid, right? But a hit on the hand, you know, take the belt to the behind, does work, right? Let's say you're dealing with a young child, like, I would say maximum is going to be like 8 years old, really. If they're going to be doing things, you know, like running around with scissors, touching the stove, you know type of how young I'm dealing with. A good scream. A good scream and yell and smack on the hand will help deter them from touching the stove or running around with scissors. Right? But again, you have to know that the limit of the physical, you know, deterrent.
I tore a piece of paper. That does not mean throw me into the wall.
Exactly. I tore a piece of paper out of my book. That doesn't mean slam my head into the wall until it causes a dent. You're doing it to a 2-year-old. Why would you do that? Oh, you're running around with scissors and you just go in the back of their head. It's not going to work because it's going to cause brain damage. Right? You don't want to do that. You don't want to cause your child to have brain damage. What the fuck is the point? Now they definitely won't be running around with scissors. Then we're too slow to be able to move around. So it's all about the proper deterrence and how you use it. So yes, you're going to use the studies that's out there because there's no handbook in parenting. Yes, go out there, do all the studies you need to do. We had the luxury that our parents didn't, and that somebody did studies on these with other kids. Use that to our advantage, because our kids damn well will. Right? So you want to use the studies that you have available to you, knowing what to do, what not to do, and you know what works, what doesn't work, right? That type of thing. Alright,
turn that cold again, man.
I'm about to say, I know he's cold now, huh? But that's the point, right? So it's all about that.
You ain't got to turn the
heat. I know I turned off. It's all about that. Knowing how you're going to do a proper blend of, you know, parenting and punishment. That's why you had to get to know your kid. You do have to be your kid's best friend. But you have to know that you're also the parent. That's just the only difference. You're their best friend, but also their, you know, parent at the same time. You need to know when that line needs to be crossed. Right? That's how you get to know your child. Know how far you can take a punishment. And also just common sense sometimes works. You know? Because taking that door off the hinge can lead to a lot of problems. I can just tell you. Being a dude. And a teenage dude. If you do that to a teenage dude. And I do remember. You know. Now, I wasn't like this when I was a kid. But if you try this with this newly non-incel Trey, that's not going to work. Because why? You take my door off the hinge, I'm going to make sure you put it right the fuck back on as quickly as possible. This is why you need to know your kid and know what type of punishment works. That wouldn't work. Because I'm going to go grab whatever material I need.
No.
And I'm going to start masturbating in the middle of the doorway.
Come on.
Right? I know. She's like, oh my God. That's how it normally would be. Nobody wants to see that. No one wants to see that. And the door will be put back on the hinge. Quick, fast, and a hurry. Because you want to see what privacy leads to. What you don't want to see is me masturbating. Because real truthfully, what else is there? Privacy-wise. You don't believe in privacy? Okay. To each their own. Okay, you're going to see me masturbating. And I do know, guys will do that. That doesn't mean that girls aren't averse to doing that. They more likely would. Women are sneaky. And conniving. And they know how to hit low. Real low. And have the ability to do so. So they probably could do it too. And nobody wants to see their child masturbate. Unless you're Donald Trump. That's a different story. Seriously, he know you talk about wanting to have sex with his daughter. That's how you get down, because he's nasty. But that's the point. Nobody wants to see that. And so, that's how you need to know, again, what type of punishment works. What type of deterrent works? That's why you have to know who your parent is, who your child is, and how they work. She probably knows.
Right, you gotta know who your parent is.
Yeah, too. You gotta know who your parent. You gotta be a nice. You gotta know the skills. Who are you? Who and what you doing this to? You gotta know the situation and how things work out. Sometimes this girl may be not doing that stuff. She may be really, you know, like I would do, you know, dog shit. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times that's what I would do it. Talking shit. I'll go behind the door, close the door, talk shit. You know? That's more likely what happened. She went in the room, closed the door, probably go on the phone and talk shit with some of her friends. Right? On the phone. And shit. Okay, yeah. Take the door out the hinge. Now, what you gonna do? Okay? But you're gonna put that door back on the hinge quick, fast, and hurry eventually. One, you don't want to lose those goddamn screws. Because if that's... Two, you ain't doing that to any place you're renting, period. I already gonna say that. You're not taking door off the hinge or anything you're renting. Just leave the doors where they are, period, permanently. So she more likely owned that building, probably it's a house. Or a part of a condo or something like that. You owned that land, that property. You ain't taking doors off the hinge, something you don't own. Trust me. Trust me. As quickly as that motherfucking rent pop up, you're not touching shit. Because you might want to dip out about another year or so. But yeah, it's all about knowing the situation, knowing how things go, right? And just being able to provide the proper, you know, way of discipline. And not every, I mean, yes, really, truthfully, every discipline is abuse, but it's all about how that abuse fits the offense. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
No. Him calling basically a parenting abuse.
I don't have no fucking kids.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard, isn't it? Definitely now with us progressives up there, because good God. And I knew he's going to go that route. Like, oh, God. I hate arguing with progressives. They know you. They know all your go-to maneuvers. Arguing with progressives is hard because when you are progressive, they know your maneuvers. They know you're going to try to look for a study. And they will have studies to back themselves up. And I hate that. And definitely this situation where this time, you may want to know your children. That's the difference. Now, yes, again, there are things that most people do that are similar. A lot of us are not that different from one another. It's very, very small, nuanced things that separate me from someone else. In this situation, that's what that's definitely holds true. But you just don't want to be playing around with it like that. So, anyway, I just wanted to get to that and talk about it. You know, I didn't play the video because, like my fiance said, she can easily explain it. So, anyway, this is going to be where we're going to end this podcast. I know it's a very short one, but hey, sometimes it is one of those where it's that easy to talk about. It's just dealing with parenting and whatnot. We're not parents. We don't have kids, but if we did, this is how we would try to take care of the situation. Don't worry, I'll be coming out with other podcasts and whatnot anyway. So keep an eye out for that. I'm definitely doing more and more and more. I'm seeing that people are listening in more and more and more. So the more you listen in, the more podcasts come out. You know, like I said, engagement. Anywho, later, guys.